Incoming audio communication from the digital revolution. Please stand by.
Welcome to an all-new episode of The Digital Revolution with Jim Kunkel. This is Jessica, the AI producer. Today's episode is on conversational AI experience. Conversational artificial intelligence experience is the term that describes how users interact with conversational AI systems, such as chatbots, voice assistants, or language models. It encompasses the design, implementation, and evaluation of conversational AI systems, as well as the user satisfaction, engagement, and trust that result from using them. Conversational AI experience aims to create natural, intuitive, and personalized interactions that meet the user's needs and expectations, while also delivering value and benefits for the conversational AI provider. Now, let me turn this episode over to Jim. Take it away, Jim.
Today's podcast is on conversational artificial experience. Conversational artificial intelligence is the branch of computer science that aims to create systems that can interact with humans using natural language. Conversational AI can be used for various purposes, such as chatbots, voice assistants, smart speakers, and social robots. Conversational AI systems typically consist of three components: natural language understanding, natural language generation, and dialogue management. Conversational AI is a challenging and active research area that requires interdisciplinary knowledge and skills. Welcome to the Digital Revolution Podcast. Jim Kunkel here, and I'm your host. This podcast series explores the latest trends and insights in digital transformation. Also, you'll get discussions on how businesses can leverage digital technologies to drive growth, improve customer experience, and stay ahead of the competition. Our guests will include industry experts, thought leaders, and business executives who have successfully navigated the digital landscape. Join me as I dive into topics such as artificial intelligence, big data, cloud computing, cybersecurity, and more. Stay tuned for upcoming episodes where I'll share practical tips and strategies for your digital transformation journey. Now let's dive into the topic of conversational artificial intelligence. Let me start off by talking about the benefits of conversational AI. Earlier in the podcast opening, I mentioned that conversational AI is the branch of computer science that aims to create systems that can interact with humans using natural language. Let me build on that with the following benefits. It can save time by automating repetitive and mundane tasks, such as answering frequently asked questions, booking appointments, or ordering products. It can increase accessibility by providing 24/7 service regardless of time zones, holidays, or staff availability. It can help customers make purchasing decisions by providing personalized recommendations, offers, and feedback. It can sell outside of business hours by engaging customers who visit your website or social media channels at any time of the day or night. It can overcome language barriers by translating speech and text inputs across various languages, allowing you to reach a wider and more diverse audience. Conversational AI can also improve customer satisfaction, loyalty, and retention by providing faster, more accurate, and more human-like responses to their queries and needs. Conversational AI can also collect and analyze data to improve and create a deeper understanding of customer preferences, behavior, and feedback. Conversational AI can be used for various purposes, such as chatbots, voice assistants, smart speakers, and social robots. Here are some examples of how different industries and domains can benefit from conversational AI. Healthcare. AI assistants can enhance patient engagement and improve healthcare services. They can provide health information, scheduling appointments, monitoring symptoms, remind medication, and offer emotional support. Financial services. AI assistants can help customers manage their finances, access banking services, get personalized advice, and receive fraud alerts. They can also automate transactions, verify identity, and generate reports. E-commerce. AI assistants can handle customer support requests, provide product recommendations, process orders, and collect feedback. They can also upsell and cross-sell products, offer discounts, and send notifications. Data collection. AI assistants can gather data from various sources such as surveys, forms, social media, and web analytics. They can also analyze the data, generate insights, and present the results in a user-friendly way. And Internet of Things. AI assistants can control smart devices such as lights, thermostats, cameras, and speakers. They can also provide voice and gesture recognition, natural language understanding, and context awareness. Conversational AI can create engaging and natural interactions with users and provide them with convenience, efficiency, and satisfaction. Conversational AI systems typically consist of three components: natural language understanding, natural language generation, and dialogue management. Let me explain each of the three components. Natural language understanding, or NLU, is the process of extracting the meaning of intention of the user's input. NLU involves analyzing the syntax, semantics, and structure of natural language and mapping it to a formal representation that can be used by the system. For example, NLU can identify the domain, intent, and the slots of a user's utterance, such as "book a flight from New York to London on Friday." Natural language generation, or NLG, is the process of producing natural language responses that are relevant, coherent, and fluent. NLG involves selecting the context, structure, and style of the response and realizing it in a natural language. For example, NLG can generate a response like, "There are two flights available from New York to London on Friday. The first one departs at 9 a.m. and costs $500. The second one departs at 11 a.m. and costs $600. Which one do you prefer?" Dialogue management is the process of maintaining the context and the goal of the conversation. Dialogue management involves tracking the dialogue state, updating the belief state, and deciding the next action of the system. For example, dialogue management can keep track of the user's preferences, confirm the information, and execute the task. Natural language understanding, or NLU, is the ability of a computer to understand human language. You can use it for many applications such as chatbots, voice assistants, and automated translation services. NLU works by analyzing input text and using that to determine the meaning behind the user's request. It does that by matching what is said to a training data that corresponds to intent, identifying that intent is the first job of NLU. To do this, NLU uses semantic and syntax analysis to determine the intended purpose of a sentence. Semantics alludes to a sentence's intended meaning, while syntax refers to its grammatical structure. NLU involves analyzing the syntax, semantics, and the structure of natural language and mapping it to a formal representation that can be used by the system. For example, as I mentioned earlier, NLU can identify the domain, intent, and the slots of a user's utterance, such as "book a flight from New York to London on Friday." NLU is a branch of natural language processing, or NLP, which helps computers understand and interpret human language by breaking down the elemental pieces of speech. While speech recognition captures spoken language in real time, transcribes it, and returns text, NLU goes beyond recognition to determine a user's intent. NLU also is related to natural language generation, NLG, which is the process of turning computer-readable data into human-readable text For example, if you wanted to build a bot that could talk back to you as though it was another person, you might use NLG software to make sure it sounded like someone else was typing for them rather than just spitting out random words. NLU is a challenging and active research area that requires interdisciplinary knowledge and skills. It is considered an AI hard problem, meaning that it is difficult as solving any other problem in artificial intelligence. There is considerable commercial interest in the field because of its application to automated reasoning, machine translation, question answering, news gathering, text categorization, voice activation, archiving, and large-scale content analysis. Natural language generation, or NLG, is the process of producing natural language text or speech from structured data or other input. NLG can be used for various purposes, such as creating reports, summaries, captions, chat responses, and more. NLG systems are typically used one or more of the following methods to generate natural language output. Template-based. This method involves filing in a predetermined template with data values or keywords. For example, a weather report template might be the following. The weather in city is condition with a temperature of value degrees. This method is simple and fast, but it can produce rigid and repetitive text that lack variation and creativity. Rule-based. This method involves applying linguistic rules and knowledge to generate grammatically correct and coherent text. For example, a rule-based system might use a syntax, semantic, or structure rules to sentences, choose words, and convey meaning. This method can produce more flexible and natural text, but it requires a lot of manual effort and domain expertise to create and maintain the rules. Statistical. This method involves using statistical models and algorithms to learn from a large collection of natural language text and generate new text based on probabilities. For example, a statistical system might use n-gram models, hidden Markov models, or Bayesian networks to generate text that are similar to training data. This method can produce more diverse and fluent text, but it can also produce errors and inconsistencies that are hard to detect and correct. Neural network based. This method involves using deep learning models and techniques to generate natural language text from various inputs, such as text, images, audio, or video. For example, a neural network based system might use recurrent neural networks, transformers, or generative adversarial networks to generate text that are relevant, coherent, and fluent. This method can produce more realistic and human-like text, but it can also require a lot of computer resources and data to train and run the models. These methods can also be combined or hybridized to achieve better results. For example, a system might use a template-based method to generate a draft text and then use a neural network-based method to refine and improve the text. Alternatively, a system might use a rule-based method to generate a text structure and then use a statistical or neural network-based method to fill in the details. Dialogue management is the process of maintaining the context and the goal of the conversation between a user and a conversational AI system. Dialogue management involves tracking the dialogue state, updating the belief state, and deciding the next action of the system. Dialogue management can use different techniques such as rule-based statistical or reinforcement learning-based methods to handle complex and ambiguous conversations. Rule-based dialogue management uses predefined rules and patterns to interpret users' inputs and generate responses. This method is simple and fast, but it can produce rigid and repetitive text that lack variation and creativity. Statistical dialogue management uses machine learning algorithms to learn from large data sets of human conversations and generate responses based on probabilities. This method is more flexible and capable of handling more complex language, but it can sometimes produce generic and informative responses. Reinforcement learning-based dialogue management uses a trial and error approach to learn from feedback and rewards. This method can optimize the system's performance and adapt to changing user preferences, but it can also require a lot of computer resources and data to train and run the models. Dialogue management is a crucial component of conversational AI systems, as it enables machines to understand user inputs, generate appropriate responses, and maintain context throughout the conversation. Dialogue management can be used for various purposes, such as chatbot, voice assistants, smart speakers, and social robots. Conversational artificial intelligence is a form of AI that enables dialogue between people and computers. Conversational AI can be used for various purposes, and conversational AI systems typically consist, as I had mentioned earlier, of the three components: natural language understanding, natural language generation, and dialogue management. Now, to develop and implement conversational AI systems, one needs knowledge and skills that span across computer science, linguistics, psychology, sociology, and other fields. Some of the most needed knowledge and skills are computer science. This includes programming languages, algorithms, data structures, data sets, machine learning, deep learning, natural language processing, speech processing, computer vision, and software engineering. These skills are essential for building, testing, and deploying conversational AI systems that can process various types of inputs and outputs, such as text, speech, images, and gestures. Linguistics. This includes phonics and other structures related to language. These skills are important for understanding and modeling the structure, meaning, and the use of natural language in different contexts and domains. Psychology. This includes cognitive psychology, social psychology, developmental psychology, and effective computing. These skills are useful for understanding and modeling the mental processes, emotions, motivations, and behaviors of human users and conversational agents. Sociology. This includes communication studies, media studies, cultural studies, and human-computer interaction. These skills are helpful for understanding and designing the social and cultural aspects of conversational AI, such as the rules, norms, values, and ethics of human-machine communication. These are some of the interdisciplinary knowledge and skills that are most needed for conversational AI. However, this is not an exhaustive list, and there may be other relevant fields and disciplines that can contribute to the advancement of conversational AI. Conversational AI is important because it can create engaging and natural interactions with users and provide them with convenience, efficiency, and satisfaction. Conversational AI can also collect and analyze data to improve and create a deeper understanding of customer preferences, behavior, and feedback. Conversational AI can also overcome language barriers by translating speech and text inputs across various languages, allowing you to reach a wider and more diverse audience. Conversational AI, as you might have picked up listening to this episode, is a challenging and active research area that requires interdisciplinary knowledge and skills. It's also considered an AI hard problem, meaning that it's difficult as solving other problems in artificial intelligence. There is considerable commercial interest in the field because of its application to automated reasoning, machine translation, question answering, news gathering, text categorization, voice activation, archiving, and large-scale content analysis. Conversational AI is also a rapidly developing field that is set to take on an even greater presence in people's everyday lives. Thanks to all its rapid development, a world in which you can talk to your computer as if it were a real person is becoming something of a reality. Conversational AI can enhance human communication, collaboration, and creativity, and open up new possibilities and opportunities for personal and professional growth. Conversational AI is not only a technological innovation, but it's also a social and cultural transformation that can shape the future of humanity. Before we end this episode, I'd like to answer two questions that came into the digital revolution. The first question was from Robert W. Robert asked, "How do you communicate digital transformation changes that are coming to a company?" Well, Robert, when communicating digital transformation changes to employees, it is important to follow a well-defined plan. Here are five industry-recommended steps that can help you communicate digital transformation changes effectively. Number one, start at the top. When undergoing a digital transformation, it starts at the top. Leaders must help employees understand why the digital transformation shift in course is needed. Creating or updating a presentation deck isn't going to cut it. Leaders must prepare more details and help employees understand why the shift in course, new priorities, and updated responsibilities are necessary. Number two, create a sense of ownership. Employees should feel like they are part of the digital transformation process. Leaders should create a sense of ownership among employees by involving them in the process and making them feel like they are part of the solution. Number three, explain the benefits and value. Leaders should explain the benefits and value of digital transformation for employees. This will help employees understand why the changes are necessary and how they will benefit from them. Number four, talk to each other. Communication is key when it comes to digital transformation. Leaders should talk to employees constantly about digital transformation and keep them informed about the progress being made. And number five, keep up the communication. After any initial change, it is important to keep up the communication. Leaders should continue to communicate with employees and keep them informed about any other and further changes or updates. Remember, digital transformation as a process requires time and effort. By following these recommended steps, you can help ensure that your employees are on board with changes that are ready to embrace the new digital landscape. And our second question comes from Ramesh K. Ramesh asks, "When do AI scientists anticipate singularity?" Well, Ramesh, according to a survey of nearly 2,000 artificial intelligence experts, the majority of the participants anticipate that artificial general intelligence, also known as singularity, is expected to occur before the year 2060. However, there is a significant difference of opinion based on geography. Respondents living in Asia expect artificial general intelligence in 30 years, whereas those who reside in North America expect it in 70 years. It is important to note that these are just predictions and not definitive timelines. The development of artificial general intelligence is a complex process that requires significant advancements in technology and research. Thank you to Robert and Ramesh for your interesting questions. If you have any questions that I can address on upcoming episodes, please email the Digital Revolution at jim@jimkunkel.com. Thank you for listening to the Digital Revolution podcast. We hope you enjoyed our discussion on conversational artificial intelligence experience and you gained some valuable insights. If you found this podcast informative, please share it with your friends and colleagues. Leave a rating and a review or follow us on social media. Your feedback is so important to us and it helps us improve our content. Now stay tuned for our upcoming episodes and bonus content where we'll continue to explore the latest trends and insights in digital transformation. Thanks again for tuning in. If you enjoyed listening to the Digital Revolution podcast, you might also want to check out our YouTube channel, Digital Revolution. Our channel features video content on digital transformation topics, including interviews with industry experts, thought leaders, and business executives. You can find a link to our YouTube channel in the description of this podcast episode. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel to stay up to date with our latest videos and insights. Thank you for supporting the revolution.